Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and understanding the prophecies of the end time. What is the most important thing in our lives? It is the truth. The truth of God. The Word of God. And then that leads us to understanding ourselves and repentance of sin. And then that leads to baptism, and that leads to receiving the Holy Spirit so that we can have a true relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ, which is what we need. Because, you see, before we come to God in the way that He leads us and God draws us, but we have to answer His call. Many are called, but few are chosen, and we have to be called out of this world, and it is a responding to the truth and the Spirit of God working in your life that brings you out of the deception that is a pall that is over the whole world. And as we have seen, it is Satan the devil who rules this world, who is the god of this world, and none of us should be so foolish as to think that we have not been affected by Satan the devil. This is his world. We're living in this world. Now, in it, there are some people who are more righteous than others, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are converted. The only ones who are converted are those who have the Spirit of God. And before we come to that point to receiving the Spirit of God, here's how the Apostle Paul writes about our condition in this world. Let's read it here. Verse 1, Ephesians 2. Now you were dead in trespasses and sins. That's how we are. We live in sin. We have a nature of sin and death. And we're dead in that. That's why we need to be alive in Christ through His Spirit. Now notice what he says here, continuing verse 2, in which you walked in times past according to the course of this world, just the way that the world operates and functions. That's the course of this world, its governments, its economics, and its education. Now let's see something about Satan the devil that's so important for us to understand. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience. That is Satan the devil. He is called the prince of the power of the air. Now, he's got a lot of other helpers, too. Oh, yes. He's got lots of them. He's got entertainment, television, computers, movies, pornography, art, education at all levels, especially the government-run schools, science, religion, all of it, all of Satan the devil. Then you add into it medicine, drugs, legal and illegal, gangs, evil disposition, demon possession. And look at this world. Now, let's see what the Apostle Paul says, because we've all been in the world. No human being has not been subject to these kind of things. So Paul says, verse 3, among whom also we all once had our conduct in the lust of our flesh, doing the things willed by the flesh and by the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as the rest of the world. Now that's how we are. Now, through that, there are many things that people do to improve themselves, but that doesn't mean that they're converted. There are many things that people do which, on the surface of things, are well and good intended. But unless it is motivated by the Spirit of God, unless it's guided by the laws and truth of God, it comes to no good. Look, for example, all of the welfare that has been done in the world, especially in America and in the socialist countries of Europe, Has that gotten rid of poverty? Has it made things better? No, because it's not based on the Word of God. You see, how about your life? What is your life like? Have you had things that you've gone through? Have you been addicted to drugs? Have you been addicted to television? Have you been addicted to food? And there are some people who are addicted to garbage and fill their houses full of junk. So much so that they have to have people come in to move the junk out and to try and persuade them mentally that they need to change. No, they're victims of their own obsessions. Where does that come from? Comes from the prince of the power of the air. Have you ever gone along and then all of a sudden, bing, here comes this thought in your mind, bing. Now, if you don't have the Spirit of God to fight against it, it'll come along as a lust. Oh, this is good. Oh, yes, this is wonderful. Oh, yes, if I just take a little of this, that, you know, no one will miss it, you see. Because Satan is the inspirer of sin, of lust, of greed, of jealousy, of all the works of the flesh. Let's come over here to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Let's see what Satan inspires people to do and the lust and the temptations that come along. That's why Jesus had to be tempted by Satan, the devil, to test whether he, as the only begotten Son of God, would yield to human nature, would yield to the sin, would yield to carnal nature, would yield to Satan, the devil. So since he's the prince of the power of the air, here's what he inspires to be done, and he works through the flesh. Verse 19, Galatians 5, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness. Starts out with sex. That's how Satan gets people enticed, and everyone who gets involved in illicit sex thinks that they're going to receive a benefit. Well, now that benefit will be broken emotions, unwanted children, abortion, sexually transmitted diseases, lying, cheating, stealing, coveting, taking, all of the works of the flesh, see? He comes along and bing, oh, there's a nice-looking man. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice to lay with him? Oh, well, there's a nice-looking woman. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to lay with her? Oh, look at these people have all this money. Now, what we need to do is work up a scheme so we can come and get that money from them and take it from them. Others come along with guns and knives and gangs and rob and steal and plunder, right? Others come along with drugs and say, oh, just try it once. And the people who choose to do so say, well, you know, I'll never get hooked on cocaine or heroin or marijuana or any of the drugs that are out there. And what about the people that are so laden down with sickness and disease that they're addicts to what are called legal drugs? All amazing, isn't it? None of that's from God. Works of the flesh. Verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft. All the works of Satan, the devil. Some people will say, well, I'm a good witch. I had a person say, well, I met someone who was a good witch and she would give a charm. Well, that's one of the benefits of Satan. It looks good. I talked to another woman who met a real witch who participated in child sacrifice on Halloween. Have you ever asked the question, where are all the missing children? What happens to them? Why are they missing? Why can't they be found? You need to think about that because those things happen today, and it's all from Satan the devil. Notice, contentions, division, sex, fighting, chaos. See, the way Satan works is this. Thesis. meaning the status quo, the way things are, or we can say, the way things that God brings in the Bible. That's the thesis. Satan comes along with an antithesis. Oh, well, God really didn't mean that. Well, no, as he told Eve, if you eat of the tree, you'll become wise. Or, as you're told in government, if we get this planned, it'll work really fine. Or, if we put in this law, it will benefit everyone. Or an education. Well, we can't have God in education because that's promoting religion. Or whatever it may be. Satan is right there to bring these things out. Contention, divisions, sects, all those things are all the works of the flesh inspired by Satan the devil, who's the prince of the power of the air. And he puts it into minds of people. Yes, he does. So the next time you're going along and all of a sudden, bing, here's this thought that comes in your mind, you better reject it and put it down because it may not be of God. So you need to understand the truth of that. Notice what else it instills in people. Envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings of such things as these, concerning which I am telling you beforehand, even as I have also said in the past, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. See, you can't become religious with the lust of the flesh, doing the things willed by the flesh, willed by the mind, which are lawless and against the laws of God, and think you're serving God. Never happened. And you can't grievously go against the laws without a penalty coming upon you, and without the civil authorities coming to bring you to justice within the law of the land. God has put the civil servants there to bring order and justice, but the real truth of how there can be peace and happiness within any society begins within each person to resist the works of the flesh, to resist the impulses of Satan the devil, to not be allowed to follow all the things that they see in movies and media, and all of those things are so Satan-inspired today. Look at all the movies today. They're all occult movies, Satanism, witchcraft, and those things prosper because who controls the movie industry? Satan the devil. Why are all of those perversions coming out in the movies? Look at how our children are indoctrinated very early. With what? Cartoons for the kiddies. And who is the leading one who does that? None other than the wonderful Walt Disney and Disneyland. Because they introduce children to witchcraft. They introduce them to the occult. They introduce them to the things of Satan the devil, but in a humorous way. Remember Puff, the magic dragon? That's a reference to heroin. Oh, but it's so much fun. Think about it for a minute. Does it come from God? What are the truths of God? What are the fruits of those who have the Holy Spirit of God? Not these. Paul contrasts the fruits of the Holy Spirit, that is, those who are converted, and he lists those here in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. See, so the influence of Satan the devil is right there. What has Satan put in your heart? Do it many ways. He can do it spiritually through the power of his spirit. He can do it through any of his helpers, that is, other people, and the helpers of technology, everything that we have mentioned here. And Satan is there to cause you to go against God, to cause you to believe in a false Jesus, to cause you to believe in a lie, so that you will not find God, or to bring you a false Christ, to bring you false doctrine, to even use the Bible to do so, and yet lie and misinterpret. That's how Satan works. There's also, as we'll cover here shortly, there's also demon possession, which brings a lot of hideous crimes and violent things that take place, serial murders, witchcraft, sacrificing of children, killing, murdering, illegal drugs. All of these things are coming in upon us because we have forsaken God. We have gone against God. We have gone against His word. And God lays the blame at the doorsteps of the ministers, and then the government, and then the education, and then all the people. I saw a special report on greed. And you know, the number one problem of how many people is stealing. Going into stores, taking things. Even some people are kleptomaniacs. That means they go in and steal and they say, well, I can't help myself. See, that's because you've never been taught the right way. Okay? And now they can capture them right on the surveillance cameras. And it's amazing. Some others go in and they even use their little daughters to run behind the jewelry counter and to reach in and take out expensive jewels and give them to mommy. Isn't that a wonderful way to rear your children? Others, boys who get involved in gangs, what do? They have to go out and steal to prove that they're going to be loyal, and that if they want to get really on the inner circle of the leaders of the gang, they've got to kill someone. Just walk up to them and kill them. And now they're initiated into the gang. All of that's a Satan, the devil. How far have we gone in this world? Look at how bad the world is. Look at all the crimes. Look at all the sin. Look at all the difficulties that are all the works of the flesh, all inspired of Satan the devil. And here's another thing to understand too, that if the people would begin to repent, then they would begin to see the difficulties in all these areas of life, and then they can do something about it. But you have to start in your own life. You have to start renouncing sin yourself, repenting of sin, turning to God. That's the only way out of the world that is run by Satan, the devil. Now let's look at another thing, how hard that is to do. And you need the help of God. You need the power of God. You need the strength of God. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Let's see here what it is that we need to do. You need to come to this point. If you've been involved in any of the things that I've talked about, you need to get on your knees and repent to God. Ask Him to forgive you. Then you need to ask God to give you the strength so that you don't get involved in those things again, and to straighten out your mind and rewire it with the Word of God. Rewire it with the Spirit of God. Notice what Paul says. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of His strength. The only way you're strong in the Lord is you love God and keep His commandments and have the Spirit of God. Verse 12 tells us, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, high demonic spirits and Satanism, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, as we already covered. The ones who rule the world worship Satan the devil, against the spiritual power of wickedness in high places. And let me tell you something that is true. Whatever a civilization becomes so sinful, they have wicked, lying, despotic rulers who take over. And that's the punishment that comes. But here's what we need to do, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, the truth of God, the love of God, the righteousness of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because as the prince of the power of the air, he's coming and saying, Oh, try it. You'll like it. Just do it. Stop and think for just a minute. What is the thing that captivates your life? What is the thing that controls and motivates you? Is it of God or is it of Satan? Is it of the world? Now today, there are millions of sports fanatics, right? And they have their own little team, right? And some of them become so fanatic that they buy the clothes and wear the clothes and follow the traditions, see how their favorite player is doing, download the scores on their iPhone so they can keep track of it. You're addicted to sports. You're addicted to drugs. You're addicted to movies. You're addicted to sex. You're addicted to lying. You're addicted to stealing. All of that's inspired of Satan, the devil. That's not of God. Verse 13, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having worked out all things to stand. We have to stand for the truth, stand for the love of God, stand for the things that are right and good, not get involved in a pseudo-Christian religion where they say, oh, the law is done away, or where they say you don't need to keep the Sabbath, or where they say it's okay to keep Halloween and Christmas and Easter and New Year's and all of those things when they're actually of Satan the devil. Listen, here's something you need to understand. You cannot take a practice of Satan the devil and the lust of the flesh and the inspiration of the principalities and powers of this world and the forces of this world, and sanitize it to serve God. See, there has to be repentance. There has to be change. There has to be coming to God. Now, you go back and review those video casts that we did on how to find God. Now, we're going to do some on prayer, but you go online to cbcg.org, and you download all the sermons we have on the keys to answered prayer so that you can pray to God, you can repent to God, you can have your life changed, but you must come to God on His terms. Now, because there is a Satan, the devil, who's the God of this world. We are to grow, we are to change, we are to overcome. Now, here's what we need to do, verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. Let the truth be the thing that holds you together. And wearing the breastplate of righteousness, and righteousness comes from God through His Spirit. Righteousness comes from His commandments through obedience. Righteousness comes because you're dedicated to serving and loving God. And having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We are to be involved in preaching the truth and letting other people know about the truth. We are to be living God's way and walking in it. Verse 16, besides all these, take up the shield of faith. You have to have that, with which you will have the power to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Because they are there, and those fiery darts are the thoughts which come from Satan the devil, those things that enter your mind from the prince of the power of the air. And put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, you've got to know the Word of God. Live by the Word of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God. That's how it needs to be in our lives. And then it also says, praying at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's how we are to do it. That's how we are to live. That's how we are to grow and overcome. So what I want you to do is this. Why don't you take the time, sit down, and think about your life. Sit down, write down, what is your obsession? What are you preoccupied with? What are your sins? What is it that you have done against God's way? And then ask yourself, since the wages of sin is death, and then misery and trouble all along, Ask yourself, what do I really want? Do I want the blessing of God? Do I want the Spirit of God? Do I want the understanding of God? Do I want to be on God's side? Well, if you answer yes to all those questions, then you need to continue with Church at Home. And if you don't have the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which you get that book and you read it all the way through and you understand the depths of the truth of God and what God wants you to know and understand. If you want to know and understand about Jesus as our sin offering, then you need to write for the book or download it entitled The Day Jesus the Christ Died, because he died for you, for your sins, to forgive you. But you need to repent to God. You need to change your life and come to him his way. All of these things are important. And this is why Church at Home, because those things can only be done at home. What we're talking about here cannot be done by attending a church where they're giving you a mixture of truth and lies. It has to be the pure truth, the Word of God, the love of God. So this is how we can come out from underneath the influence of Satan the devil and his world. Now, we'll have more to say on this in the future, but for now, this is Fred Coulter saying thank you for inviting me into your homes, and goodbye, everyone.